Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I don't know why this hasn't come up before necessarily or directly, but I guess it hasn't. Yesterday, I was out there Wednesday. Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn spoke, but the coordinators do not. They speak on Thursday, so can't be out there Thursday because I'm doing the show. So Sam 48 of the Washington Post asks Cliff Kingsbury if he would like to be a head coach again. And not that anybody should have been surprised. I don't think anybody should have been surprised. But Cliff Kingsbury gave a revealing answer. He said, yeah, I'm sure. At some point. Yeah, at some point. And then, if he planned on interviewing for head coaching roles this year, he said, oh, I won't comment on that. But yeah, we'll see how everything plays out. I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been awesome. Awesome place and really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport. And then he talked about some other things. So that was a passive-aggressive yes, as far as I took it. I don't know Cliff at all. I don't even know if I've ever asked him a question because I don't do a lot of press conferences. You know, again, they don't fit in my schedule, even during training camp. They really didn't because they would speak after practice. I would have to be on the way here, so on and so forth. You know, all that mess. So I don't really do a lot of the press conferences. I did Jaden and Dan Quinn the other day just because we happened to be off on the show. And so I got to ask a question that I thought was very relevant to Jaden, and he gave me a very interesting answer. But, you know, I don't get to talk to Cliff or Joe Witt. I haven't been in one of their press conferences since the day they arrived here, or not the day they arrived, but the first time that they met, which I think was like maybe mid-February of last year, the first time they met with the media. I was there. We were doing the show from there. At that point, you know, the media bubble was being renovated and all that stuff. So I was able to do the show there and listen in on the press conferences. So the bottom line is, I don't know why this question has not been asked before, but I guess it hadn't been. And Cliff gave, you know, again, a somewhat revealing answer, saying, yeah, I'm sure, at some point. Yeah, at some point. And people took this as Cliff Kingsbury wants out and he wants to be a head coach this year. And that's not the way I took it. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's not the way I interpreted it. It's, yeah, I'm open to the possibility. Call my agent. Let's talk. Sure, I'd have an interest in talking to you, but it's got to be the right situation. Because somehow, some way, after having to deal with Kyler Murray, who whined and cried his way through 4 years of Cliff Kingsbury and played video games instead of studying film, and Cliff Kingsbury got blamed for everything, which is usual and par for the course, Cliff had to take basically a year away from the NFL, went to USC, went wherever he went, Brazil, or I don't even know where he went, over the offseason and got away, left everybody behind, apparently didn't check his cell phone, what have you. And he got some peace, some inner peace. I mean, I'd need a lot of inner peace dealing with Kyler Murray, too. And dealing with the mess that was the Arizona Cardinals. And it's still not exactly cleaned up. But then, after a year at USC, and it didn't go right on the field, right? USC lost a bunch of games. Caleb Williams did not win the Heisman. He was good, real good, but he was not the same. And Cliff was just kind of like an offensive quarterback, guru, consultant, what have you. He interviews for a bunch of jobs, OC jobs, not head coaching jobs, Chicago, Vegas, and he reportedly takes the Vegas job. And I say reportedly because, well, he didn't sign a contract. We're pretty sure that he agreed to take the job, but then the negotiations broke down, and when Washington jumped into the fray, after what I believe and what I had heard was Dan Quinn's number two choices, two top choices, in Kellen Moore and Clint Kubiak, went to New Orleans and Philadelphia, and we all thought Cliff Kingsbury was off the market going to Vegas. All of a sudden, Dan Quinn and the Commanders swoop in, and they land Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator to build what was going to be a very high-value draft pick at quarterback, whether it was Drake May, Jaden Daniels, or somehow if Caleb Williams had slipped past number one, you know, so on and so forth. And so it all worked out, and we all know what Cliff and Jaden and Dan Quinn and the offensive staff and Terry McLaurin have all kind of melded together to make the Commanders exciting again, to make the Commanders one of the most prolific scoring offenses in the NFL, and obviously an 11-win team. Now listen, I'm not here to tell you that I know exactly what impact Cliff Kingsbury has made. I can only guess because, you know, they say the right thing. It appears that everybody's got a great relationship and so on and so forth. But Washington, as a whole this year, has averaged 28.9 points a game. The league average is 22.8. So they are a full touchdown ahead of the league average per game. If that doesn't tell you all you need to know, I don't know what will. So Cliff Kingsbury figures to be a very hot commodity, a hot name to watch after Ben Johnson. And now the question is, especially with what Cliff said yesterday, is he going to leave? Just a month ago, we were talking about the stupid Cliff. And I told all of you that you were dumb and ignorant for believing that. It was Kyler Murray, largely, and injuries that ran into or that caused the Cardinals to run into a brick wall way too often under Cliff Kingsbury's leadership and play calling as the head coach. Again, told you that before it happened here, told you that during, told you that after. I never wavered for a moment. Never wavered for a moment. Did I like everything that Cliff did? No. Did I understand, agree with a lot of what Cliff did? Absolutely. And do I think he's going to make a good head coach again at some point? Sure. Here's the problem. I don't know if it's this year, next year, whatever. I don't know. Here's the further problem. But it's actually, I think, very much to the benefit of the Washington Commanders. The other problem is, I don't think Cliff likes talking to the media. I don't think Cliff, for all of the things that were thought about him before he got the Arizona job, during, after, people thought, oh, Cliff is Hollywood. Cliff likes hanging out with the babes. Cliff's got that sleek mansion overlooking the mountains in Arizona. Right? Cliff is Hollywood. And yet it turns out, based on every indication that I have, Cliff doesn't really like much of that stuff. And he sure is doesn't like talking to the media. It's not that he's anti-media, just not all that comfortable, not all that revealing, not all that bombastic and eloquent in terms of eloquent might be the wrong word. Bombastic, enthusiastic. Basically, he's not how Dan Quinn is. He's not, in some ways, how Joe Witt is. He's certainly not, in some ways, in many ways, like Sean McVay is and was. Like Jay Gruden is and was. Even like Ron Rivera is and was. Like, everybody's personality is a little bit different. And I think that might actually help the Commanders. Because even though Cliff didn't rule it out, and why would he? That would be dumb to rule it out. He certainly didn't commit all in and say, yes, my goal is to be a head coach and as soon as possible. He did not say that. He said, you know, at some point. But I'm really happy here. I'm really happy here. He said, quote, I'm very happy here. This has been an awesome, awesome place, and it's helped me rekindle my love for the sport. Think about that. If you're Cliff Kingsbury, why would you want to leave that? For all the pressure of being the head coach to be blamed even more than what fans were already blaming him here stupidly for? And what all the number nerds and analytics amigos were crushing him for? Why would Cliff want to give that up? So while he didn't rule it out yesterday, I took that answer as a win for the Washington Commanders. Call it a 12th win, baby. Because words don't absolutely always equal actions. But I think there's something to be said for what Cliff Kingsbury said yesterday that made it very clear that he is, while open to it, he is very hesitant about A, leaving here, and B, having to do that 5 days a week. And what that is answering questions and being on camera and being something other than a football savant. And a play calling whiz. I want to say genius whiz. So actually, I think the Commanders, the way I'm interpreting it, got a 12th win yesterday. What about you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's how we open up here on a Feel Good Football Friday. Cliff Kingsbury, how did you interpret what he said? And do you agree with me or do you disagree with me? And I'm not saying I know anything. I'm telling you what I interpreted and how I interpreted it. And that is a win for the Commanders.